This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt scheduled to testify on Capitol Hill this week. The official title of the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee hearing is the Fiscal Year 2019 Environmental Protection Agency Budget. But given some of the press Mr. Pruitt has been getting, questions may well range far afield. Also, among the not strictly budgetary items likely to come up are some of the regulatory rollbacks and delays that Mr. Pruitt has ordered, including rules governing the use of a controversial pesticide, which is either essential or evil, depending on which side of the agriculture industry you are on. Marketplace's Scott Tong went to the Pacific Northwest to file this report.
The pesticide at the center of this is called chlorpyrifos. It's helped a broad range of crops for decades, but it's also a neurotoxin linked to low IQ babies and dead fish. At issue here is farm production versus enhanced safety in official Washington. But in the other Washington, Washington State, it's about two guys trying to make a living.
Our family farm started in 1905.
Mike Licati grows the state vegetable, the Walla Walla sweet onion. It's big, delicate, and eaten raw.
Cut up fresh tomatoes, Walla Walla sweet onions, and some cucumbers. A pretty simple salad.
Key to growing this onion is chlorpyrifos. It kills pests like the local wireworm by attacking their central nervous systems so they can't wreak plant havoc.
As that seedling develops, they just put a hole in the crop. You know, when an onion's that small, it doesn't have a lot of root development to overcome the stress of a wireworm. So
the crop dies. $1,500 an acre down the drain. Licati uses machines to spread his seeds and tiny grains of pesticide. But other farmers spray the chemical up in the air, and the wind carries it into waterways, where the salmon live. Enter tribal fisherman Michael McConville.
We are in the Columbia River Basin, just on the edge of the gorge.
At the site where his grandfather first fished.
It's about half, I would say, half the amount of fish that we catch today as we did once before.
Salmon struggle for many reasons, overfishing, dams, and water pollution.
40 years ago, I could drink the water and not have nothing happen to me. I'm afraid to touch the water nowadays.
Several salmon are now on the endangered species list. And now, because of chemicals like chlorpyrifos, a new study finds them in jeopardy.
We're talking about extinction.
Marine fisheries scientist Andrew Rosenberg is with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
Salmon are particularly vulnerable because their spawning habitat is in streams in relatively shallow water, and that's the place where the chemicals concentrate when they run off from land.
But industry groups blast the study. They say it's inaccurate and it relies too much on computer models. Heather Hansen heads the industry group Washington Friends of Farms and Forests.
Because of the types of models they're using, they're coming up with results that show the impact is going to be dramatically greater than we think it really is.
The EPA chief, Scott Pruitt, said the same thing in January, and he chose not to issue new rules limiting pesticide use. Pruitt has been unapologetic about easing rules on business in general. Here he is speaking last year.
Regulators exist to give certainty to those that they regulate. Those that we regulate ought to know what's expected of them so that they can plan and allocate resources to comply.
Pruitt last year had a choice to ban chlorpyrifos outright. His scientists recommended it, but he kept it on the market. Several environmental groups suspect the decision came after lobbying from the maker of the pesticide, Dow Chemical. Dow was a top contributor to the president's inauguration. Its CEO chaired the Trump White House Manufacturing Council. Dow and the EPA declined to comment on lobbying and regulation. Back in Seattle, at the local fisherman's terminal, commercial fisherman Joel Kawahara tries to process all this.
It's inconceivable to me that there are a class of people, citizens, who feel that they are above nature and that they can continue their business as usual just because they doubt the science.
Yet for onion farmer Mike Licati, he keeps using a pesticide that he deems essential.
I understand other people make a living on salmon, and I hope that they can continue that on just as I would like to continue on, you know, the family legacy that I have.
Farmers like him and pesticide makers could get additional help from Congress. The House Farm Bill exempts pesticide makers and users from liability if they harm endangered wildlife. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.